The King for patient last name is Lizakowski. First name is Lance. Date of birth is September 3, 2025. Next up, paragraph of patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First time it was in 2019 at the Naval Air Station Lemoore, Lemoore. Period. Patient was working underneath an aircraft wing. For stop, it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. For stop, a patient tells me that as he was working underneath the wing of an aircraft, comma, he hit the top of the head onto the pylon. He tells me that the pylon was something attached to the wing. It was a metal part. It hit the top of the head onto the pylon. He immediately had a loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. He was out of consciousness for about 10 seconds. When he woke up, a common patient had severe confusion, disorientation, severe head pain. A patient felt dizzy and lightheaded. A patient tells me that he has these symptoms for the next few days. The headache was persistent for several days. Next paragraph. Since the event, a comma patient have significant headaches. Patient's intermittent lightheadedness. Patient have difficulty concentrating and focus. Patient also has significant pain symptoms in the back of the neck. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a Navy aviation electrician. Patient tells me that his headaches are significant, affecting him to work. He said his headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. Patient has difficulty remembering his task duties. Patient has difficulty remember steps to fix a generator. Patient tells me he get confused a lot at work. This marks at the end of this dictation. Next patient, last name is Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R. First name is James. Date of visit is September 3, 2025. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First time, he has sustained traumatic brain injury in 1993. First up, a patient was in a motor vehicle accident. A patient tells me he was driving in Barstow, California, B-A-R-S-T-O-W, Barstow, California. Patient had a head-on accident. Patient tells me that he hit the head onto the left window. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was out of consciousness until he got to the emergency room. He thinks he was out of consciousness for at least 30 minutes. When he woke up, a common patient severe pain on the head, mostly on the left side of the head. Patient confusion, disorientation. Patient had also dizziness and lightheadedness. Patient tells me that he had jaw fractures. Patient required surgery for the jaw. Patient did not have any brain surgery. However, he has significant headache, confusion, disorientation for many days after the incident. He was in a severe head pain for at least a week. Next paragraph. Since the event, patient has significant headache and light sensitivity. Patient feel dizziness. Patient has memory deficit. His memory is very poor. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a delivery person for Walmart. Patient tells me that the light sensitivity and headaches are significantly affecting the way he drives. Patient tells me that the light sensitivity affecting him drive safely sometimes. Patient's decreasing concentration and focus. Patient tells me that His memory is also affecting his work performance. Sometimes he will forget his task duties. Next paragraph. It is my impression that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. It was in 1993. Time a patient was driving in Barstow, California. A patient had head-on accident. A patient had complete loss of consciousness. He was out of consciousness for at least half an hour. He woke up in the emergency room. When he woke up, the patient has severe pain, headache, confusion, disorientation. Since the event, the patient has significant headache, light sensitivity, dizziness, and memory loss. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury with the head injury during the car accident, followed by a loss of consciousness. And now he has significant headaches, memory deficits, poor memory, and dizziness symptoms. It is my opinion that these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Next patient is Marciana patient. Next patient, last name is H-A-W-K-I-N-S. Again, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. First name is Jacob, J-A-C-O-B. Date of the visit is September. I'm sorry, their visit is August 29, 2025. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that it was in March of 2014. Was in the Air Force Academy. A patient tells me that he was punched in the head he was punched in the head during boxing classes. A patient tells me that it was a heavy punch onto the left temporal area. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. We believe that he was out of consciousness for 2 seconds. When he woke up, a coma patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, and brain fog. A patient tells me that he had these symptoms for the next several days. Since the event, a patient had these symptoms for at least 1 to 2 weeks after the injury. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant brain fog symptoms. We have difficulty to concentrate. Patient has headaches. Patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. Next paragraph. A patient currently working for intelligence in the Air Force. A patient tells me that the brain fog and concentration difficulty has significantly affected his job. A patient tells me that he's not able to focus at work. His memory is poor because the brain fog. Patient is not able to remember details. There are times that he would forget his task duties. Patient tells me that it's significant difficulty to do intelligence work because of his mental fogginess and unable to remember details well. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is K-R-I-S-T-O-N. First name is Jaden, J-A-D-O-N. Date of visit is September 2, 2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. On June 29, 2024, a patient was riding a moped. A patient tells me that a truck hit him. He was thrown out of the moped. He was ejected from the moped and landed onto the ground. Patient had complete loss of consciousness immediately. He was out of consciousness completely in the hospital. A patient had emergency left a craniotomy surgery for evacuation of the subdural hematoma. First up, when he woke up from the surgery, comma, patient of severe pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient also severe vertigo and dizziness symptoms. First up, patient tells me that he took several months to recover from his symptoms. Next paragraph, patient currently has a lot of headaches and migraine symptoms. First up, he has vertigo. First up, he has dizziness. Patient's blurred vision. Patient has poor memory. Patient has poor concentration. He also sustained a right clavicle fracture as the result from the accident. Patient is currently in the Navy. Patient is a jet mechanic. He tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his work as a jet mechanic. His vertigo symptoms and dizziness symptoms are affecting him to work effectively as a mechanic. There are times that he's not able to stand stable. He's not able to stand steady. He also has vision problems that's also affecting him to work as a mechanic. The headache and the migraines are significantly affecting his concentration and focus. He tells me that he's no longer able to work as a jet mechanic. Next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is Beekman. First name is John. Date of visit is September 2, 2025. Patient tells me that he does not remember any head injury during the military service. He tells me that he does not recall any incidents where he hit his head during the military service. Patient does not know any incidents for traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that. A patient tells me that he has frequent headaches. He has insomnia symptoms. He wakes up a lot at night. He's very sensitive to light when he has the migraines. Patient currently is working as a plumber. He tells me that he hit his head a lot during working as a plumber. However, it tells me that this is a first up a first up a first up however, it tells me that he does not remember any incidents that would cause injury to the head and resulted in traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that he did not hit his head during the service. He did not think any injury to the head will result in traumatic brain injury. He does not know any incidents where he sustained traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient.